Bring me 15 hookers now and get the drugs ready and take me to the private island.
Nowadays, if they'd landed in trip ships wearing pink uniforms, going, tranny, literally everyone would just kneel and go, oh!
The O'Chilly Effect is sponsored by WallStreetWindow.com and listeners like you.
And now the most underrated voice in all media, Chuck O'Chilly.
May 21, 2023, allegedly, according to that thing we call a calendar. And this is not the show you were looking for if you're hearing me live. Because normally in this time slot, Aaron Franz goes live with the Age of Transitions. But due to the fact that this is his second week in a row canceling, kind of last minute, I thought, why not go live with the other show idea I have actually for Sundays, which might become a regular thing, and that's a simple news roundup. And I felt bad. You guys are not getting a live show tonight on a Sunday if Aaron cancels for a second week in a row, so I said, how about if I just do it? Besides that, I'm going to take Tuesday off. We have a packed week coming up on the O'Chilly Effect. I don't think I've been live on a Sunday on the O'Chilly Effect in... Dear God, when was the last time I was scheduled to do that? It might have been 2015, the JFK special. I think that 22nd of November fell on a Sunday. So, yeah. Anyway, I gathered up a few news articles. I do have phone lines open. Okay? 319-527-5016. 319-527-5016. Now, it might take me a little longer to get you on the phone if I'm reading because I've got some news stories gathered up. Few things I wanted to cover. Couple of things. You know, I just had a final thought, and I should have gathered another news article before I went live right here and didn't. So I'm going to gather that as I'm speaking to you. But I had ideas about stuff that came up on Friday. And here's the truth, man. Lately, I have felt like the general news cycle, whether it is the alleged alternative or, you know, indie, or it is the giant corporate MSM, it has all fallen into a giant rut, the kind of rut that is, if they're not trying to put us to sleep, I don't know what they're doing, because not really covering events. I mean, when something actually breaks, okay, yes, this happened, now let's get back to the drudgery. The giant, boring sleep fest, okay, the snooze fest, if you will, that is going to lead into the entire year of 2024. And hell, we're only in the fifth month of 2023, allegedly, according to that thing we call a calendar. So I got to tell you, my enthusiasm to want to cover news in the damn bucket, man, gone. So I'm going live on a Sunday at a time when the news cycle sucks, when there's nothing really to report, okay? In my mind, I mean, look, I can always find something to report on. There's always something important actually happening on the planet that you should be made aware of, but it's getting tougher and tougher to find it because nobody else is digging it up. I don't have the resources to independently dig stuff up. Good news feeds have all been co-opted, captured, derailed, screwed over one way or another. You can't get anything good. What do you got? Your app? Your stupid news break app? Is that the best that we can get? Supposedly local news stories funneled into you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and what about the legacy, right? The legacy media, so to speak. I mean, look, we talked about what the hell is going on regarding Sports Illustrated, right? That used to be a standard. That was a thing. I mean, look, I'm not a big sports guy, but I always give leeway to the other guys on the Friday night call-in show because they're kind of into sports, right? What the hell? And magazines cost a lot of money, and, you know, what is the deal here? Anyway, now, I'm going to tail off of that Martha Stewart thing, by the way, because I just went over to the Sports Illustrated website. And, of course, I was directed to go buy something because everybody is selling you something on the internet. And, oh, by the by, I'm here to sell you something, too. But I'm selling you what it is we do here on the network because Aaron Franz and Uncle and myself and, you know, Chris Graves, we're all going to continue. And I'm hoping to add another show or two very, very soon, all right? But so we'll have live stuff and constant new content coming out through the network, that's for sure. But with your support, we do have the hats available. So you'll be able to pick a show you want to support. You want to rep your show, the show you like. You like Uncle the Best? You want to have an Uncle hat? I've got them. You want Age of Transitions hats? I've got them. You want Get Mad with Chris Graves hat? I don't think anybody's ever put out a Get Mad with Chris Graves hat because we only started that show with him a few months back, right? I mean, it was, I don't know, how many months ago was that? He's up to, let's see, episode 49. He's almost at 50 episodes, so he's about to break a... I mean, he's probably done another 100 of everything else because he's got, like, 6 podcasts rolling, but... thing is, I don't think anybody's made a hat yet, but I have it, actually. I have a few already. And they're all one and two of a kind. So you get a hat, you'll be able to rep your favorite podcast from the network, help support us, and I'm going to add other stuff to the swag bag. And I'm looking at prices, by the way, on other people's swag. And frankly, I'm undercutting myself by saying to you guys, throw in $50 and I'll put together a swag bag for you, which might actually include a bag, too. Because we got tote bags coming. We got nice metallic belt ballpoint pens. I've actually got one right here on my desk right now. And I've tried to show people that on one of the graphics recently. And we're going to be doing this for the next couple of months until I launch the Magic Bullet program, which is going to be the, you know, that's going to be the archive shows on a thumb drive. And you'll be able to have your own repository of stuff because we can't possibly pay for all this storage out there to keep all of our shows up. Plus, there's a whole bunch of shows that, you know, were birthed on here or came over to this network, and they came and they went. And you're going to get all those shows, too. So there's going to be more than 4,000 podcasts on a bullet-shaped thumb drive later in the year. But right now, I've got decks of cards. I've got Aces of Spades. I've got bumper stickers. I've got... a couple of hoodies. I've got some t-shirts. I've got some books. What else I got? RFID protectors. I've got tote bags coming. I've got the pens, very nice metal ones. I'm still looking at to find a price for plastic ones, which I'm going to send the last ones I have over to Pierce Redman. So we're still going to have the swag program, and yeah, it's going to be all based on the hats. So you secure yourself a guaranteed pick of whatever show hat you want, and then I'm going to fill out the rest of your stuff. So far, I've only got one person who has gone in and said, okay, I'm not only going to donate $50, I'm going to donate a little more. And that means that I'm going to increase the size of their swag bag. So, you know, look, you go up to $100, maybe I go, okay, pick 2 hats, and I'm still going to fill out your stuff. Meanwhile, and it could be a whole bunch of different things, by the way. So what else do I have in there? I got various stickers. I've got, mouse pads. Now, some of the mouse pads just have Ocelli Effect art on them. Some of the mouse pads have all 4 shows on them. So, yeah, it's a variety of stuff. Plus, you'll get business cards and blah, 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 blah. Plus, I always send everybody a hand of playing cards anyway, randomly assembled from my crazy collection of busted up decks of cards. I'm kind of playing poker with the entire planet. So the swag program is happening. And is that news? Not really. So back to that swimsuit issue from Friday night when we were talking about Martha Stewart. And I said, who the hell are they printing that for? Well, I go over to Sports Illustrated and I find out that you can buy a bundle, I guess, and get various swimsuit issue covers. Martha Stewart is one of the covers, but not the only cover for this year, 2023 swimsuit issue. Okay? Apparently they've got Megan Fox on a cover, Kim Petros, whoever that is, on a cover. Pretty nice looking lady to me. Martha Stewart, who, you know, for her age, not bad looking. But why is she on a swimsuit issue? Who the hell sits there and dreams, I want to see? All right, who cares? I already said this on Friday. Brooks Nader. Okay. And then they have a selection here. You can buy all 4 covers. So there's 4 different covers, and one of them is Martha Stewart. And you can buy the actual physical magazine and have it shipped to you directly. And then, of course, you get your digital properties. You know, they still sell you goods, allegedly, that are in the space of digital currency one way or another. You know, I'm telling you, whether it's a coin or an NFT or whatever, selling you stuff that doesn't actually physically exist is always fun. Because at the end of the day, if you lose track of it or you lose track of your password or whatever, I guess you're screwed whether it's on the blockchain or not. So I am live on a Sunday and doing the news, and I will take your calls if you're calling in. Aaron Franz should return next week, and so will Uncle. Last week, Uncle was sick. This week, family obligations keeping Aaron Franz busy out there in Cali. So, but he'll be back to live next week. We'll get a new show out of him. I've got two shows from Friday night to still put out on the website, although they are out in the podcast feed. I'll get this one done, and tomorrow night I have Micah Dank, and we're going to get into esoteric topics. So, yeah, we're going in different directions with guests that you've never heard on this show before, and at least two of them this week will be of interest. Plus, the long-awaited return of Larry Hancock once again to reframe the portrait of Lee Harvey Oswald. And, of course, we're not trying to frame Lee Harvey Oswald, but others did. Okay, so back to it. What am I going to cover? Well, I talked to you about Sports Illustrated already. Who the hell is doing any of that? I've got a few articles here, some of them gathered from the News Vandal. Of course, he puts out that thing all during the week, every weekday. And you can get a hold of him at newsvandal.com, JP Satilli. And I would love to have him return, but he has no desire whatsoever to start doing podcasts again. And he's already upset that nobody pays him to write, even though he's an incredibly talented writer. And I can't pay him to do podcasts, so, you know, what are you going to do, man? Plus, the guy's got other issues, but I'm telling you, the second J.P. Satilli wants to return to radio, I'll definitely get him back. And you can call in during this interesting Sunday night broadcast of the Ocelli Effect, 319-527-5016. So, where shall I begin? I mean, is there a beginning to the oddity of the news cycle right now? And I do have a caller. Let's see. Let me take a look. See, I got to bend my neck over and take a look. Normally, I can cover this. Okay. I am going to put my caller on the air because I know who it is, and you guys are welcome to join in as well. 319-527-5016. But I can also do this as imagined, because... Well, I was thinking about doing a news show with a co-host, and the co-host I was going to pick is actually on the phone right now. How are things in the other room, dear?
Hello.
Hello.
All quiet.
All quiet.
This is Zoe.
There we go. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good, good. As I was saying, Mrs. Zoe, co-host, and if we are to do a news show... We've been kicking the idea around and talking about how to structure it so it would be something unique. It won't be like tonight's show.
Right.
But we have ideas. So tonight, though, I just have you on the phone so far. Anything you want to get to before I start going through some news stories and get your thoughts and feelings on them?
Well, I did happen to come across an interesting news story that I don't know if there's something more to it. But two New York Google employees have killed themselves in the last couple months.
Suicides at Google, eh?
Yeah. Wonder why.
Do me a favor. Can you email me that story so I can grab it and take a look at it while you tell me a little something about it?
Yeah. The one guy, like, threw himself off of a building.
Ooh.
Which is, I mean, horrific. They found fingerprints up at the top of the building.
Yikes.
So, that's horrific. Mm. And then the other guy, in February, I think it said, he hung himself in an apartment. But it just struck me as, why are people, it's two in a couple of months from the same office.
Mm. So, look, if you're, I'm noticing a quick jump, more people coming onto the stream to listen live. Just in case you don't realize, it is Sunday. I am live. Aaron Franz is not live, but we are taking calls. And we're going to do something a little different here tonight. And this might be a regular feature soon where we're going to do a news show, but we have a format in mind that's going to be a bit different from what this is. This was just kind of thrown together in the past hour or two. And Mrs. O has joined me so far, but the phone lines are open. 319 527 5016. So anyway, you were telling me that two different Google employees have thrown themselves off or have jumped off. Have they both jumped off of the same building, or is it just two suicides in the past couple of months?
No, it's two suicides. A senior software engineer at Google jumped to his death from the Search Giant's headquarters in Chelsea on Thursday. He was 31 years old. At about 11:30 p.m. from the 14th floor of 111 8th Avenue. And then it says back in, well, they found at the scene, they found handprints on the ledge of the 14th floor open air terrace. There's no note left or video of the fatal fall. And then it says this employee's death comes months after Jacob Pratt, a 33-year-old Google employee who also worked at the Manhattan headquarters, was found dead of an apparent suicide. He hung himself. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that people are killing themselves. It just struck me as interesting that it's two Google employees from the same building.
Yeah,
same office. I wonder what's going on.
Well, oddly enough, this was published 16 days ago in the New York Post. I now have the article in front of me. I'll jump to a couple of paragraphs down in the story, I guess. Police responded to multiple 911 calls of an unconscious person lying on the ground near a building on West 15th Street opposite the 2.9 million square foot 15-story Art Deco building, authorities said. And then there's a big giant picture of the Google, you know, building face front thing, which is really interesting. Very typically New York construction. All that. Okay, Pratt appeared to have hanged himself in an apartment at the corner of West 26th Street and 6th Avenue in Chelsea just before 6 p.m. on February 16th. Oof. And then they give the obligatory stuff here about, like, you know, if you are thinking of suicide. As you're reading the article, this is a new thing now. If you're reading an article and somebody, you know, kills themselves, they're like, look, if you're reading this right now or having suicidal thoughts, I have mixed feelings about that. Anyway, that's aside. Officers at the scene found handprints on the ledge of a 14th floor open air terrace. Yeah, this is what you were just saying. Sources said investigators found no note nor a video of the fatal plunge. Well, what the hell? Wait a minute. Look, I understand that a suicide note is typical, but are people videotaping killing them? Not videotaping. Are people taking videos of them killing themselves now? Is that a thing? Do you know?
Well, I mean, they maybe asked people who had called in if they had video. You know, everybody's got their video going.
Yeah, but, I mean, but the implication here, though, is officers at the scene found handprints on the ledge of the 14th, I'm reading again, handprints on the ledge of a 14th floor open-air terrace. Sources said investigators found no note nor a video of the fatal plunge. So, you know, to me, if they're looking for a note in the same place, they're not going to witnesses. Witnesses wouldn't have a note. They're going to look around and see, did this guy leave a video? Or, I mean, you know, is that an ad for, is that an ad for a phone?
I just think it's
iPhone.
Poorly written article, is what I think.
Okay, the iPhone, if you jump from a building, it will survive the fall. You know, there's an ad campaign for you. The employee's death comes months after Jacob Pratt, a 33-year-old Google employee who also worked at the Manhattan headquarters, was found dead of an apparent suicide. Okay, so the one guy is near the headquarters. The other guy is, he went home. And that's why he's in that apartment.
Right.
Okay. Well,
but they both worked there.
But they were both worked at this Google Megaplex in New York, which, meanwhile, I don't recall there being a major Googleplex in New York. I mean, I know they opened some buildings here and there, but I guess there is now, because I always think of the one that's in California that houses YouTube, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. A very strange story. I mean, is anybody making any implications about this? I mean, what kind of trouble is going on there, or you think it's just coincidental that two guys a couple of months apart working in the same office kill themselves? I mean, you know, if you see a third employee, you know, go ahead.
If another one happens, then, you know, I think something needs to be poked and prodded over there at that Google office.
Well, alarm bells got to go off if you got three people at the same job killing themselves, right?
Right. I mean, it's possible. I mean, it could be anything. You know, they could have been lovers and, you know.
Could have been, or it could be that, you know what, we're just in strenuous financial times, and a lot of people, when they get into a financial hole they can't get out of, will do this kind of thing. I don't know how good you get paid working at Google nowadays. But anyway, a Google engineer, 31, jumps to... Yeah, they're about the same age, too, in their early 30s.
Right.
Anyway, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the... Yeah, I'm going to try and get the original New York Post article and see if I can put it in the chat room at Ocelli.com. Are you in the chat, by the way, Mrs. O, as we're speaking live?
No. You want me to be?
No, it's okay. I was just going to go over there and put this in there. Oh, wait. Well, I'll go. I'll make a little search here, and I'll go get it for the New York, get the original New York Post article. And see if I can't put that in the chat at Ocelli.com. And we are live here on a Sunday. Again, you know, podcast listeners are going to be going, shut up already. I know, I heard this. But in case you're tuning in late, because I'm noticing people coming to the stream now, you're looking for Aaron Fron's voice. He's not canceled. He will be back next week. But since he canceled kind of last minute on me today, I felt like I wanted to give you guys at least a live show. And I do have open phone lines for those of you that really had a need to want to call in tonight. So. And I'm going to get that original New York Post article, but God knows, maybe they won't let you pass the paywall, etc. I don't know. Let's see what happens when I put it out there. But you guys can read from the article for yourself. It's pretty short. Not a very lengthy article, but there it is in the Ocelli chat room. And I did mention that, yes, indeed, we're doing the swag program with the hats. So keep that in mind, too, if you get on it now. You'll be able to reserve the show for the hat for whichever show you like, and it's starting at $50. So you get a hat and a bundle of other swag, which I will randomly select, and everybody's going to get a different bag. Although I have some bags coming, and a lot of people might get a bag. So tote bag, bumper stickers, very nice metal pens, metal ballpoint pens with the logo from the network on
it. They're my favorite.
Yeah, you were happy. You got the first pen out of the package. So
I got my pen. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I happen to really like those mouse pads. Mm.
The little ones.
I think they're cool.
The little ones with the four shows on it, or the other ones. Okay. Because I actually have a four-show mouse pad, and then I also have just Ocelli art, a couple of mouse pads that way, too. Everything, again, is like... Yeah. There's only a handful of things being printed.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Anyway, I'm stepping all over you when you're speaking. Sorry, you and I don't have our timing worked out. But if we do a regular news show on Sundays, we'll do it before Aaron's show, maybe. And do a roundup of the week, and we're going to have a strict format on it and all that stuff, and I don't think we'll be taking phone calls. Although we might. Well, what do you think? Do you want to take phone calls if we do a Sunday news show coming in the future?
It depends on how long you want the show to be.
Mm. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, give people another hour on Sundays, you know, like the hour leading up to Aaron, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Well, we'll discuss that.
All right, no problem. No problem. And my co-host, Mrs. O, with me today. And you can join me, 319-527-5016. So, again, in the boring news cycle, you gave us a story off the bat. Not so boring, but not sure what to make of it when you got a couple of Google employees killing themselves. You know, is something strange afoot? Do we have some kind of odd program over there? Is there a hostile work environment? They're creating a hostile world, so why not a hostile work environment? So what else have I seen this week? I'll tell you, the weird shifts in media, not just the Tucker Carlson thing, but have you taken notice that everybody's getting a little bit odd and out of their lanes all of a sudden, trying to be something that they're not usually? Have you noticed that, Mrs. O?
Yes, that's why I haven't been watching much of the news. It's sickening.
Well, it's getting weird. Do you know what Chris Cuomo is doing, like, this weekend?
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay, a live report from the border to show the border crisis. Now, here's the funny part about the border crisis. You know, usually when the MSM turns its attention to that thing, what do we have? Hordes of people trying to get across the U.S.-Mexico border, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, that's not happening right at the moment. Matter of fact, Chris Cuomo's standing there going, yeah, there's like nobody here. and like there's
he
no
even at the border?
Yeah, no, he's at the border. He's standing in front of a, you know, the very typical fence, you know, the spot where everybody goes, and usually there's like hordes of migrants waiting around, and there's that bridge nearby that, remember, the Haitians were sleeping under it and all that.
Is that where he is?
That's where he is, and there's like nothing going on. So, you know, it's really strange, and then I heard him try to make points. Well, the funny thing is, can you guess what points he's trying to push? Like, what do you think is his point about doing that? Because he doesn't have the, you know, the travesty or the, look, the emergency because the border's getting slammed with all these, you know, hordes of people. He doesn't have that to show people on camera while he's doing it live. So what do you think he's showing people? You want to take a guess, or should I get into some other people getting out of their lanes?
Yeah, why don't you tell me? Because I really never, I don't know.
Okay, well, despite the fact that a lot of people are saying that Fox News is going woke because, you know, that once they got rid of Tucker, suddenly, oh, they're not going to be so right-wing anymore. They're changing, blah, 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 they're going woke. Yeah, not really. Not if you go over there and check out Mark Levin. I think it's, Life, Liberty, and Levin is the name of his show. He's over there just doing the whole accusing the FBI of being, you know, woke and an arm of the Democrats, etc., despite the fact that it's still headed by Trump's, you know, appointee. But pretty much calling out Christopher Wray as a sort of a traitor to America and all that. That's what Mark Levin's doing over there. And meanwhile, Anderson Cooper, getting way out of his lane. He's trying to push the border crisis. He's down there talking about Uvalde. And what really happened, the rest of the story or the whole story or some crap. I can't remember the name of his new show. But they've expanded, you know, because they've lost a bunch of people over at CNN. They're trying to, you know, reestablish Cooper as another main star, so they're giving him several hours at night in a weekend show now. And he's starting to sound like, I don't know, maybe he needs to go over to Fox, the way he's talking. CIA assets, so you know he's just an opportunist, but, you know, the Vanderbilt over there, Cooper. Any thoughts? Mrs. O? Okay, guess not. Let's move on to some other analysis that we could look at. Yeah, I just covered Cuomo, so that's in my notes there. You know what's amazing, though, is that Cuomo's points at this time are sounding similar to mine, where he's saying, look, if the establishment, if the people in power, left or right or whatever, actually wanted to solve something here, then they would likely do it, as opposed to the whole lot of nothing that they've done over the past several decades. Weird when Chris...
Well, of course.
Yeah, but it's awfully weird when Chris Cuomo is saying what I say. You know, he's really trying to find a new place for himself in the media there, and trying to appease his new bosses, his new right-wing bosses over at News Nation, because that's, you know, a Christian broadcast network pretty much. And was it you telling me that he was fearful that they might hire Don Lemon for a little star power? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, he was doing everything he could to not give him a good voice or good, you know, good word, whatever.
To dissuade people from that.
Because, supposedly Don Lemon didn't stick up for him or whatever nonsense when he got fired from CNN. Whatever, you know, they're bromance.
That ridiculousness they were doing during the handoffs, right, in between their shows. So I'll tell you a couple other updates. B. Pete brought up the MyPillow guy, and now he's being sued for, I don't know, $15, $16 million, you know, by some people that are angry about the whole, you know, he put out a challenge. I have data that shows that the election was stolen, and if you can prove that it is illegitimate, then I'll pay you, you know, $15 million or something, right? Well, somebody took him up on it. Well, yeah, somebody took him up on it, proved that he was full of crap, and now the guy's suing him to get his money. So that's going on in court. But the funny thing is, B. Pete said, you know, last night, he's like, look, the guy, all of his pillows are made in America. That's one of his things, you know. I'm bringing back American jobs with my pillow factories. But he is having the fire sale that B. Pete was talking about because he's trying really desperately to get rid of his sheets and all of his bedding stuff. So I took notice of that. And he's out there really pushing hard to try and get rid of the last of that inventory because apparently he has got a bunch of it.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, so he's doing that. Let's see, his sheets. What are they called? The pair bed sheets, whatever the hell they are. And the MyPillow 2.0 he's got out now. So second version of that. And he's really pushing hard and telling people that, like, they kind of have to support him to support freedom. Maybe stop flying around all these, you know, rallies, dude. Maybe that would be a good cost-cutting measure, and then you would spend less. And I wonder if the sheets are actually made in America, because he stressed it during the commercial that it's American jobs and everything that you support when you buy the pillows, but he's getting rid of the sheets to make room for more pillows. So I don't know what's going on there. It was like a weird kind of thing, and I just noticed that as I was going through. Checking the pulse, so to speak. And why am I concentrating on the MyPillow guy? Why does anybody care? Right? Because what are they doing? The most exciting news right now is that the Democrats and Republicans are haggling over this whole debt default issue, right? Now, it's not just about government shutdown this time. As a matter of fact, government shutdown might not even be the primary thing anybody's worried about. It's actually about literally defaulting on the debt, which is much worse than a government shutdown. And just, well, we're not going to make any more bills to pay any more bills. This is defaulting on check. You know, this is bouncing checks that were already written, as opposed to stopping sending out the checks. So that's going on. McCarthy and Biden are supposed to be getting together to negotiate, and Biden indeed had to leave the G7 early in order to come back and continue the negotiations, because Janet Yellen has made it very clear publicly that unless we find a solution for this debt ceiling debate by the 1st of June, we'll have a serious problem. Anyway, due to the fact that I just lost the phone line temporarily and all that stuff, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break before I go to another article and reestablish the phone lines. So hopefully you guys will stick around because, I'm going to reestablish the connection to the phone lines and all that and continue on with the news, hopefully with Mrs. O and you. Call in 319-527-5016. Stick with us. This is a rare Sunday Live Bocelli Effect, and it will continue.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market, WallStreetWindow.com. Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough.
Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War
understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com.
Go there now.
Go there now.
Go there now. Go-
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, she knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination looked into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
The views expressed by callers to host or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
Do you like history? Real history that you were never taught in schools? Why? The Vietnam War, nuclear bombs and nation building in Southeast Asia, by author Mike Swanson, with new documentation never seen before that'll open your eyes to events that led up to this. Why? The Vietnam War, nuclear bombs and nation building in Southeast Asia, 1945 through 1961. Get your copy today at Amazon.com. Why? The Vietnam War, by author Mike Swanson.
This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and you're listening to The Ocelli Effect at Ocelli.com.
Uncle, I'll bet you remember the time when Benjamin Fulford said that the Asian Secret Society was going to dispatch ninjas to take out the Illuminati to change the entire world for the better.
That is never going to happen. That never did.
It never did it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of false promises.
Fools? I can't say one.
We better not say and be polite, but there are no false promises at the Ocelli.com radio network.
That's exactly it. It's truth, the point, right to the point. And this is what I like. Straight to the point.
Ocelli.
Ocelli.com.
Listen now.
In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks, by Larry Hancock. Secret Wars became a staple of U.S. covert operations and are still happening today. Larry Hancock's book, In Denial, rips the cover off many of them. Using new files, it exposes things about the Bay of Pigs that no one has ever written about before. It shows why it really failed and why the United States did not learn from it. It also shows why other countries today are doing secret operations with more success. This is the book that puts what some want to deny into the light. In Denial, Secret Wars with Airstrikes and Tanks, Larry Hancock. For more information, go to Larry-Hancock.com. Pick up your copy of In Denial at Amazon.com in digital or physical form.
The War State, by Michael Swanson, explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times, and reveals never-before-published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State, by Michael Swanson, reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
Believe it or not, right before I went to break, a very strange electronic incident occurred here, and boom, everything went down. Okay, everything went down, had to be redone. And, yeah, So I lost internet connectivity. I lost use of the phones. I lost use of my phone, my personal phone. This is some sort of broader-based electronic interference. And, you know, every time I go to air, it's a new adventure, seems like. I may have reestablished contact with Mrs. O. Let's see. Can we get her back on the line? You there, Mrs. O?
Yep. I'll tell you what, for the amount of money we pay for that damn internet, it's becoming very unreliable.
Well, I don't know what the hell just...
So I don't have to make a phone call.
Yeah, I don't know if our internet just went down. I don't know what happened because, you know, you were still connected and you couldn't hear me any longer. I was still hearing you make noise with your phone for a minute, and I said, okay, no problem. I'll just wait until you come back to your phone. I thought maybe you stepped away from your phone. And the next thing I know
I couldn't hear anything.
Wow. Well, the broadcast went down. Everything went down. Everything. So,
I mean, we're talking well over $300, close to $400 a month.
Yeah, well.
To maintain this service.
Right. Well, that's...
And they're not holding up their end of the agreement. So here's the thing. You don't pay, they shut you off. Well, what are we supposed to do when you're not providing service?
Well, that's the thing. And
they don't give a hoot.
No. And look, I rely on this for what I'm doing right now. So, you know.
Exactly.
I don't know. You think they're trying to just get more money out of us? I mean, what is the deal? Am I supposed to pay them more? Who the hell pays as much as I don't know anybody who pays as much as I do, by the way. Anyway, it is what it is. I think we're going to probably just close this out because I don't want to get interrupted again and scramble to try and pull it together. I'm going to give you guys a couple of quick headlines. I was going to go over the FBI whistleblower thing who supposedly manipulated January 6th cases. That's in the center square. I'm going to put that in the chat room at Ocelli.com if I can stay connected to it for a minute. I don't know if I can. Let's see if I do. I'm going to put all the news articles that I was planning on covering here to give you an overview of the news. But something has happened here. And frankly, I'm not sure what it is. Okay? So we got that. We covered the Google suicide.
You might want to hurry because I'm looking at the signal now and it's very, very weak.
No, here we go again. Okay, I don't know what's going on, guys, but look, I'm dropping the news stories in at Ocelli.com, and this is the thing. I need other options. I need to be able to invest a little more money in some other things, come up with an independent way to connect to the internet, too. All right? So, you know, again, the hats are available. Any show you want to rep on that, I've got Age of Transitions hats, Uncle the Podcast. I've got the Get Mad with Chris Graves, because that's the first time that's ever been done on a hat. And you can secure the hat of your choice, the Ocelli Effect hats. Different style than last time. I've got Syndicate logo, and I've got a couple of varieties because each one is a little bit different. You saw a couple different styles on the hats already. And what do you think of the hats?
I think they're great. I love them. I'm getting a special one. It's pink.
Yes, Mrs. O is getting a custom one in the mix there. Obviously, I'm not asking her to make a $50 donation, but if you do that, you'll end up with the hat of your choice and a bunch of swag of my choice, which could include many things which I listed earlier in the broadcast podcast, and hopefully we're still going out live and being heard, and if not, I know we're being recorded. So anyway, here we go. Here's some more news stories going into the live Ocelli chat room. Tell you what I'm going to do, hon. I'm going to let you go so that you can do your thing, and I'm going to read from a couple of stories, and then I'm going to close this out, and we're going to abbreviate it. This is not the typical style that we're going to do this upcoming show, though, if we start doing it. And I think these news stories are all of interest, by the way. I've got the whistleblower story from the FBI. I've got what would the world end like if Leonardo da Vinci was correct? I've got certain research, new DNA research reveals the different origins for the human species. I've got what is this stupid debate about this debt default, right? The stupid debate is we want more, you know, workfare stuff going in. So there's an article about that. You know, why are we going to refuse to pay bills? Well, because the Democrats wrote checks we didn't agree with. Okay, fine. Anyway, yes, I and I'm getting your messages now, guys, about, yes, I realize the live broadcast went down temporarily, but all of those headlines, I'm telling you what it amounts to is a whole bunch of news, and I was going to take phone calls, and nobody's calling in, so it is what it is. But, yeah, hon, I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm going to come see you in a couple of minutes, and we're going to assess and reset everything and see what's going on with this internet connection and the computers and everything, okay?
All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great week and stay safe and stay sane.
As best you can.
In this crazy world we're in.
As best you can.
And I'll try to call in on Friday.
There you go.
Everybody's week was.
There you go. And when do you think?
All right,
when do you think you'll want to launch the Sunday night show where we do the news roundup, like, and do it not like we just did, but a different way?
I don't know. Maybe in about 2 weeks.
All right. So in a couple of weeks,
first
we'll
weekend of June, maybe.
Great. So first weekend of June, somewhere in there, is when we'll come back around and start doing the new news show on Sundays to lead into Aaron's show. Aaron will be back next week, guys. But Mrs. O, we'll hear from you on Friday, so I'm putting you on hold, and you'll hear from me in a couple of minutes when I go into the other room. So anyway, what is this news, you know, this news cycle? This is the best I could do, the stuff I assembled there that I talked to you about. One article from the Center Square about the FBI manipulating January 6 cases to make domestic terrorism appear widespread. That is the literal headline from the thecentersquare.com. You know, we talked about the Google thing, which, you know, in New York City, we got suicides at Google. I think I put that in the chat room. Let me grab it again and stick it in the live chat room at Ocelli.com. Okay. Like I said, just a lot going on in the alleged news cycle, but it all keeps going back to and tracking back to get ready for 2024, right? So as I'm live on a Sunday here, I feel just exhausted already from this stupidness of, look, DeSantis is slipping in the polls. Look, Trump is rising in the polls, because that wasn't predictable or anything. Look, even Biden's non-detractor class, right? The people that are supposed to be his supporters, a lot of them are starting to say, I don't know, he don't look so good. Maybe he's a little past his prime. Maybe, you know, maybe we should just let Grandpa hang out and not have to be bothered with a job. You know, so how bad is the economy for you, by the way? Does it just suck for you? Billionaires seem to still be strutting their stuff. So all that's going on, and they want to pin it all to the 2024 Savior Games, right? It's the Hunger Games for people who are hungry for power. Yay. I'm bored to death. I can't stand it. Things that don't involve me. You know, things that don't involve me at all being portrayed as the thing that's going to solve or be the detriment to my life in 2024. That's all I'm supposed to care about, right? That's all the media really wants to talk about. Either that, or we put Chris Cuomo at the border and show nothing happening. We got Martha Stewart on the cover of Sports Illustrated, but as I covered earlier, you actually have four choices if you want to go and buy a physical magazine, because that still exists in the dinosaur media magazines. Who the hell is sitting there imagining that you need Martha Stewart on the swimsuit issue cover, by the way? I don't know. Can you guys afford these hats? Can you afford, you know, the $50 donation to the network so that I can send you a thank you gift? I can barely afford to send them, so as soon as I start having you guys sign up for these is when I'm going to start sending them out. I've got one person so far who has put in the money for it, and I've got reserved a bunch of swag that's going to go into a bag, and indeed you might get a tote bag too. This week coming up, I'm taking Tuesday off, but we got Micah Dank on Wednesday on the Ocelli Effect. On Monday on the Ocelli Effect. On Wednesday, we have, let's see, what is Wild Card Wednesday this week? Let me find out for you guys. Let's see, what is Wednesday? Wednesday's date would be the 24th. Oh, Sugar Tits. Sugar Tits will be on Wild Card Wednesday. That's appropriate. Larry Hancock will be on Thursday. No Mike Swanson, but yes, Larry Hancock. And let's see, on the 31st, we've got Occult Priestess coming up. On the 5th of June, we got Tony Viola. On the 6th of June, we've got Diamond Drip, some people you've never heard from before, because I've got some fresh blood coming in as guests. And on the 7th of June, we've got Jeffrey Wilson from the Conspiracy Farm. So these are the guests coming up, and no, I'm not just going to talk to other podcasters for the entirety of the week. Plus, I have no idea what Chris Graves has planned, but you know that's going to be unusual because it's Chris Graves. Therefore, by default, it'll be unusual. So do you guys really want me to read these news stories? Do you care? Does it matter? I don't know, man. I don't know what to say anymore. All I know is that I'm bored to death. They're not really telling us about what's happening in the world. Like I said, Biden had to depart from the G7, even though a guy whose country's at war, Zelensky, is able to attend the G7. But Biden had to come home and have this debate with the Republicans about the debt ceiling thing, right? Does this all make sense to you? I don't get it. Anyway. What are you going to do with all this? I don't know. I'm exhausted. I'm watching these people try to, you know, realign themselves in the media. Like I said, Chris Cuomo is trying to feature the border crossing crisis. He's doing a special, and he's standing there looking like an idiot because there aren't hordes of people behind him. So there's that. Anderson Cooper is trying to seem more serious and less like a CIA asset who's out there to just propagandize you. He's coming out and making real statements about, you know, the Navalny shooting, supposedly giving you the rest of the story. Chris Wallace has a job on CNN now. Who wants to talk to Chris Wallace or whatever the hell? Somebody's trying to reboot How Racist Is It over on CNN, but they can't quite do it because their best featured people at night now are either Caitlin Collins, okay, the one that had the Trump town hall, or CIA asset Vanderbilt Cooper. So what good is anybody doing for anybody over at CNN? I don't know. And here we go again. Yeah, I've got electronic. Okay, I've got electronic interference, and those of you that get the podcast later, you're not going to hear all these interruptions and stupid drops in my broadcast. But if you are listening live, you're realizing I'm having a choppy broadcast here. And I was trying to run this as a test and see if I could even get through an hour. And I guess it's a good thing that Aaron didn't show up this week. So we'll leave it at that. Support the network. Get us some help here so I can make some other choices. Maybe get us reconnected to the interwebs in another way or do whatever is necessary to get things rolling. I don't know. Maybe it requires some repairs, some kind of nonsense. I don't know. I just don't know. But really appreciate it if you do chip in $50 or more over at Ocelli.com. You go to the PayPal button, hit that, join us over there, become part of the effect, and you'll have your choice of hat for any of the shows you want. And you'll be able to sport that, and you'll also get a bunch of other swag, which I'll be able to mail out to you pretty soon after you make your donation. So if you were to drop one in today as I'm live on a Sunday, I would get it out to you this week. And if you're in the what they used to call America, I could probably get it to you in less than a week. But other places, well, your experiences may vary. Because don't forget, Trump's employee, appointee and employee, DeJoy over there, is still wrecking the Postal Service, so that's happening. Christopher Wray, even though they're talking about the woke FBI on Fox, Mark Levin is trying to tell you how woke the FBI is. Yeah, Christopher Wray's still in charge of it, and Trump put that guy there. Now, I'm not saying that Trump fully vetted anybody, but the people that were advising Trump did. They didn't choose woke people to go stick them into the FBI. They're still talking about McCabe over there on Fox News. Yeah, life, liberty, and Levin. And poor Don Lemon. Nobody gives a crap. Meanwhile, get ready for Tucker Carlson to enter the fray regarding indie media. That's happening. And I am curious. I had a heartfelt discussion with a friend off air just yesterday, an unexpected call from a friend I haven't spoken to this in about a year, about the RFK Jr. run for the presidency. And got to tell you, there are people out there that are literally afraid that he indeed might meet the same fate as his cousin, his uncle, and his father. But I don't think he is a good enough threat. I think the Democratic machine will be able to crush him, you know, sort of strangle him in the cradle before he ever really gets his footing regarding a run for the presidency. I think they're going to stick with their still beating a dead horse, or at least unconscious or barely conscious horse, Joe Biden. I think they're going to stick by it, and nobody could imagine sticking Kamala in there. I mean, Hillary Clinton's a more believable a selectee for that office than Kamala is. Because, I mean, you know, at least you can hate Hillary. Kamala's just blah. Kind of like beige paint on a wall. Nobody cares. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to close out this very special Sunday Ocelli Effect. I know it all got recorded. I don't know how much of it broadcast. But we will continue doing the live thing and also putting out the podcast via Ocelli.com. With your support, if you go over to the donate button on Ocelli.com and you choose to drop in $50 or more, you guarantee yourself a hat. So what you do is do that, include a message, tell me what show you want a hat for, Age of Transitions, Uncle the Podcast, Get Mad with Chris Graves, or the Ocelli Effect, which could be for the network or could be for my show. I've got about four different designs on the Ocelli version of the hat. I've got about five different designs on Age of Transitions. I've got one design, but various colors on Uncle the Podcast. And basic same design, but many, many different color changes on Get Mad with Chris Graves. So even if you bought a hat last time and you want an Ocelli hat this time or you want to get one of the other ones, here's the thing. Yeah, only you and maybe one other person will have that, and no two swag bags will be alike, whether you get a bag or not, because I'm waiting on the bags to come in. But I have, like I said, playing cards and all this other stuff. I've got coins. I've got RFID protectors for your cards, various things with different logos, and you can represent and show your colors, so to speak, out there and support the network and maybe have a conversation starter. What the hell is that on your hat? What is that in your wallet? What is that on your shirt? Oh yeah, there's t-shirts, there's a couple of hoodies, not many because they're expensive, decks of cards which are more expensive than a hoodie, don't ask me to explain why. Yeah, there's various things. So, and the thumb drives will be coming later in the year, so that won't be part of the package this time, but hopefully this will get us through the rest of the year, and we'll be rocking hard by the time we get to the meetup in Dallas in November. Because we're going to go to the Lancer Conference, me and BPDAR. We're taking a road trip. Various others have agreed to meet us there. We look forward to meeting up with you, hoping that that will all go well, hoping that I'm still on air. I know I'm being recorded, but I don't know if I'm on air. But stick with us. Aaron Franz will be back next Sunday live, and in a couple of Sundays from now, I'll go live with Mrs. O with a news roundup show that'll have a strict format and won't be taking calls. Aaron will be taking his calls. The regular anchor, Ocelli Effect on Friday, will be on live again this week. My co-host will be Pete. I've already told you about upcoming shows for the week. I am taking the 23rd off with good reason. And I'm just hoping that hoping everything keeps running. I'm hoping that no matter who you are, where you are, when you are, that you are well and you are not suffering from this thing I was trying to talk about on Friday, which is, I feel like there is a universal problem with mental health, with people's emotional conditions. And I think we've reached a point of peak disturbance in the force. And it is definitely hurting everybody. And I think people are reacting out of this damage that was done through COVID, that was done through the fear porn being at, you know, peak rate. Trending and being viral, more viral than a virus, and all that. I think that there's been a lot of damage done, and I think people are starting to act out. And whether you think there's a whole lot of shootings going on or not enough, or you think there's nothing going on, or you think the only thing that matters in the world is that DeSantis is not properly challenging Trump, or you think that Trump is the great grand savior about to come back and get you, or you're really concerned that, you know, Biden might be sitting there trying to press the buzzer to get himself a fresh cup of Jell-O and might accidentally press the button. If you're worried about all that, I don't know what to tell you. But I do believe that there is a mental health crisis occurring. And the people that are tasked with doing the mental health thing, that business, that industry, is certainly not going to be your savior or solution. I think, as per usual, stop looking for saviors. Look to yourselves. Try to engage with and educate others. Random acts of kindness are a valid hobby to have. And at all times, have situational awareness. Because the one thing I can guarantee you is that no matter what you think of the elitists, the people that control the planet, the actual owners of things, those that wield real power and not just the figureheads, no matter what you think of them or what you think they think of you, I promise you, you don't matter to them. You need to matter to yourself. And that's all there is to it. So, once again, no matter who you are, where you are, when you are, I want you to remember that I am merely Ocelli, and all of you are indeed the effect. Good night.